Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to what? Your higher self. We talk about health, wealth, self-love, and manifesting your best reality. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed, and let's fucking get into it. I'm so fucking excited. It's been so fucking long. Fuck. You guys, I cannot believe that I'm back. And more importantly, I cannot believe I took 2 fucking months off. Don't ever let me do that again. Okay, this is season 2. I've obviously decided we're having seasons. And if I decide we're not going to have seasons in the future, I'll just decide that. You know how it goes around here. I just decide things and they happen the next episode. We have no serious production over here. We're just winging it. And it's a good time. So if you're new here, I'm so sorry that you've missed an entire fucking season. If this is your first episode, girl, go back. You need to go listen to all the juice that happened last season. Last season, we talked about kind of just like the basics of manifesting. A lot of just introductory. Yeah, nothing has changed. I still don't know how to talk. Why do I have a podcast? No idea. But we talked a lot about the introductory pieces of manifestation, you know, just making it an easy space for you to come in and, like, you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say is that we don't gatekeep around here. If you want to be spiritual, you can be spiritual. If you want to be a bad bitch, you're a bad bitch. If you want to be that girl, you're that girl. If you want to be the it girl, you're it girl. I need a sip of water, you guys. I can't lie. I'm a little bit nervous. If I'm like, what if I lost my zhuzh? What if I lost my special spice and I don't know how to podcast anymore? That's going to be very upsetting. Just don't leave me. Stick it out. Give me a couple episodes to get into it. We literally haven't had an episode, I think, since September. Actually, I know since September, because October 1st, I moved to where? New York City, baby! Sorry, I didn't mean to yell, but I did. I'm in New York now. I'm a yeller. I yell at everything now. That's what we do here. We just yell. We scream because we want to. We express ourselves at a higher decibel, and I love it. Is decibel the right word, or is it volume? We express ourselves just more loudly, okay? And I love it here. I love it so much. I'm originally from Chicago, so it's not really a super big shift in dynamic. It looks the same, you know, the brick, the subway, yada yada yada. Even though in Chicago we call it the L, but neither here nor there. I feel at home here. I have 2 amazing roommates. First of all, I think I feel at home here because I am not getting the New York City treatment. I have a backyard and a basement and like a beautiful like 11-foot ceiling bay window bedroom. Like, it's, oh my God, it's gorgeous. I shoebox wear, don't have one. I mean, I have shoeboxes, but they're filled with shoes. I don't live in them. You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible. Whoever said that New York City has tiny apartments, I feel like you're lying to me. I'm just kidding. I know you're not lying because I've seen it. But I manifested this apartment. Like, I manifested the shit out of this apartment. So that's 2 for 2. You guys remember last season when I told you how I manifested my townhouse, when I walked through it and I was like, my couch is gonna go here, this is gonna go there, and I like put all my energy into it? Yeah, well, this time I couldn't do that because I was in Georgia. So I had to do it all like visually in my mind. So I'm going to tell you guys how I manifested this apartment. I'm also going to tell you how I'm an idiot and I manifested another sugar daddy. Whoops, that was stupid, but I dropped him. Don't worry. I'll tell you that story too. And I also just want to tell you guys some of the revelations that I've been having. I feel like I've grown so much. It's almost like, okay, when you're studying for a test, you're learning all the things. Like, that's really when, like, the growth happens and the strengthening goes on and all that stuff. So I feel like I've been taking so many tests and manifestation, and it's like, not until all the blessings came true, like, not until I passed all the fucking tests did I feel like I was growing, you know? Even though the real growth happened during the test taking, like, now I really feel like I can fucking talk about this shit. And that's also why I've moved away from manifestation content on my other platforms. This will always be the home base where I come and tell you guys about my magical life and all the things that I'm manifesting and how you can make your life magical as well. But the reason why I've stopped talking about it on TikTok or Instagram is just simply because I was doing the nitty gritty work. Like, I was really fucking getting in there, and I wanted to be able to see the blessings come to life before I started talking about them. So now let's talk about it. Do you guys watch that guy on TikTok, Charles Gross? He's like, let's talk about it. Oh my God, his voice. If he could just narrate my thoughts, I don't think I would have ADHD anymore. I think I would be fully healed if he was just like, in the morning I woke up, he's, good morning. What are you going to have for breakfast? Let's talk about it. Do I sound like Siri? No. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So boom, let's talk about why moving to New York City was such an easy manifestation for me. I didn't really understand this until I started doing interviews with other journalists. And like, if you know, like New York is a very editorial city. If you're into journalism, if you're into writing, if you're into broadcasting, if you're into fashion, if you're into anything, literally, honestly, anything, if you're into it, this is a great place to build your business. So when I was doing all these interviews with all these journalists, sorry, I sound so repetitive, every single one of them was like, oh my God, you're living the dream. And in my head, I'm like, it wasn't my dream. Like no offense, I love New York. I'm living my dream now, but like, it was never my dream. Never once was I like, I see myself in the Big Apple. I see myself in New York City. Here I come. You know what I mean? Like, it was not an idea that I put on a pedestal. And that right there is the exact reason why it was so easy for me to manifest moving to New York City, because it was not this like grand thing. It was just like New York City. When you put something on a pedestal, it becomes far less unobtainable. Far less unobtainable? Did you just hear Bianca running down the stairs? Yeah, because I have a basement now. Anyway, sorry. When you put something on a pedestal, it becomes less obtainable. You know what I mean? When you put something in the same level as you, as if you already have it, like it's not a big deal. When you start thinking about money in a way of like, oh, $1,000, not a big deal. That's when it becomes obtainable to you. New York City was not a big deal, therefore it was obtainable, and that's why I'm here. So think about that whenever you're manifesting. You need to really start believing that these things will happen for you. If you want to manifest fame for yourself, are you idolizing celebrities or are those your peers? You know what I mean? Like, are those people you see yourself bumping elbows with? Because if you, gotta catch my breath, if you don't see yourself being in the same room as these people, being one of them, then you're not going to be one of them through manifestation. You know what I mean? Like maybe through the lottery, I don't know. But you need to start seeing yourself in the position that you want to be. Not to completely shift gears, but I have to talk about this big brain moment that I had where like, oh my fucking God, my brain was just working so hard and everything just made fucking sense, okay? I have spent so much time visualizing myself being that girl, being successful, being this, being that, but I never once focused on if I felt worthy enough to be that girl, to have that, to have this, to have nice things. And I looked at the way that I think about myself and I realized everything that I was manifesting was for other people. In the moments that I've had a large amount of money or was making a ton of money, it was moments when I was taking care of others. I had a friend staying with me with her son, and that was probably the moment when I was making the most, and I realized I didn't even spend more money on myself. I didn't take better care of myself. I didn't buy myself nice things. I still thrifted. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I still saved every fucking penny when it came to myself and would spoil my friends. You know what I mean? And now that I'm in a position where I'm not taking care of anybody, it's just me, I feel like I've hit a wall in manifesting money. I'm like, why does it feel like there's a resistance when I normally don't have any resistance whatsoever? And you know why? It's because my belief about myself is that, you know, I don't really believe that I deserve nice things. I don't think I'm worthy of nice things. I always see myself buying the cheapest things for myself. So what I'm affirming to myself from here until forever is that I am worthy of nice things. This is why we can have nice things. We really, really, really can have nice things. I am deserving of nice clothing. I'm deserving of a big fat fucking closet. I'm deserving of expensive clothes. I deserve to spend $100 on a pair of jeans. I don't need to buy hand-me-down jeans that are from 2007, okay? Like, I can have new things. I don't need to buy myself fast fashion. I don't need to buy cheap clothes. I don't need to be bullied by Fashion Nova via text to spend all my money every time they have a 40% off sale, okay? And through that, actually, once I had that revelation, I had the best night dancing that I've had in New York City yet. Like, I was not surprised, because obviously once you have these little breakthroughs, those are the lessons that you need to learn to come on to the next level and yada, yada, yada. But it's hard not to be shocked every single time the universe comes through and you're like, oh my fucking God, you actually are there. Especially as people who sometimes haven't experienced that in real life, where it's like, you know, sometimes people aren't always there for you. But let me tell you something, the universe is always there. It's like Santa Claus. And just so we're all on the same page here, when I say I had my best night dancing, when I say dancing, I'm talking about stripping. I'm a stripper. That's what I do for a living. And when I'm talking about my best night, I mean, like, I made the most money that I have to date in New York City, which is exciting. Okay, I just want to clarify that because I know sometimes I brush over things and we don't all understand it, but that's what I'm talking about there. And also, can I say, another thing that's been helping me manifest more money is realizing, like, I can have both. I can afford nice things for myself, like clothing. Like, I can do that and I can travel. I don't need to, like, pick or choose. And it's like, I don't need to either pay my bills or buy nice things for myself because I'm affirming that I can have both. I can buy myself nice things and I can still afford my bills. You know what I mean? And that is the belief that I truly am resonating in. Like, that is how I feel. Like, I can do both. Like, I can go to my secret Santa party with my friends and buy them a $50 gift, and I can also pay my bills on time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do both. You know what's the fucking coolest thing? You don't have to pick between love or money. You can have a man that's rich and is in love with you and is loyal and is generous and is kind. I've been attaching this idea that rich men are just evil. And like I said, I manifested a sugar daddy. Whoops. I'll get into that, I promise. But I've created this idea that, like, men can't be rich and kind and sweet and loyal and generous. They can. Okay. And is my new best friend. I can have both. And I love that for me. Okay. So I think now is the perfect time for me to tell you guys about this sugar daddy that I manifest and a repeat on why sugar daddies and myself just are not a thing. Like, I do not enjoy. And just so we can all get a little giggle, I'll tell you the story, okay? I do need to take a little bit of responsibility because I believe I said earlier that it was an accidental manifestation. However, I do recall, I do remember specifically, right? Oh, I laugh at how stupid I am. Okay, I do recall writing down on a piece of paper specifically that I, when I move to New York City, I'm going to manifest a sugar daddy that gives me $10,000 a month and takes me on nice dinners and is very generous and loving and successful, yada, yada, yada. Why do I say yada, yada, yada? I think I spent way too much time with my mother in Georgia, but neither here nor there. That's another fucking Caucasian old white lady thing that people say. Oh, any hoodle, that's a, okay, I need to stop. How I even met this man was, for starters, it was not on a sugar daddy website. And I would like to say that I think that that is a key reason why this manifestation worked. After I wrote down on a piece of paper that I wanted to find this grand old sugar daddy and read it to myself night and morning and basically did the pillow method. If you don't know what that is, you can Google it or go back to my Method to My Madness episode in last season. But if you've caught up, you know what the pillow method is. Here, let me just make it super easy on you. The pillow method is literally just writing out an affirmation like, I can afford to live anywhere in the United States of America. And you write that down on a piece of paper. First of all, it needs to be something that you can believe. This is an affirmation that you can actually see yourself speaking into existence. If you write down, I'm going to make $1 million overnight. Like, you probably don't believe that for yourself unless you're Kylie Jenner who can make $1 million overnight. You know what I'm saying? So you need to make it believable. And you're going to write that down on a piece of paper and you're going to read it right before bed, fold it, put it under your pillow and sleep on it. And then the first thing you do when you wake up is you are going to take that piece of paper out. You're going to read it, feel it, believe it, take a deep breath and put it right back under your pillow. And you're going to repeat that right when you go to bed, when you wake up, when you go to bed, when you wake up. You're going to do that for 21 days or until you just really, really feel like, at first when you start reading your affirmations, it just feels like, oh my God, those high vibrations, like you really feel it. And over time, like once you've put it out there, you might just kind of, you're just reading it. It becomes repetitive. And that's when you no, it's just time to let it go to the universe. And that is the pillow method. And that's what I did about the sugar daddy. Going in circles. So you think I'm stalling. You guys, when I get uncomfortable about stories, it's like when you're going to tell your best friend and you know they're going to be mad at you. So you just like stall. That's what I'm doing right now. Okay, pushing forward. So I used the pillow method to manifest this sugar daddy. And I found him not on a sugar dating website. And I was started to say this, but I think that's a reason why. It wasn't like a forced thing. I wasn't chasing sugar daddies. I met him on Hinge, okay? And I really wasn't even looking. I just manifested it and let it go and put it out into the universe. And he was sent to me. And when he was sent to me, I really could not care less about him. He was a 56-year-old man that I matched with on Hinge. And he had these like bright blue eyes and really dark hair. And he worked as a very high up person at a very well-known financial company all around the world. You know, this is like a bank. You know what I mean? It's a bank. So I didn't pay attention to those details initially. So when he was reaching out to me, he was pursuing me. Like he was, when can I take you out? This, that, this. I'm reading the messages. I'm not opening them. He's really, 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 really pursuing me. And I could not care less. I like to go on dating apps to kind of, when I'm bored, quite literally, I'll never meet with anybody from them. Like, I think it's cringe for me personally. It's just not my thing. I know people who have met people on dating apps, and I'm not trying to offend the dating app community. I'm just saying, okay? So one day I had responded to him just out of pure boredom. And once I had responded to him, mind you, what I responded to him was so dumb. Let me backtrack. Okay, so he reaches out. And he's like, can I take you out? And I tell him, no, I'm going to an audition. I'm a stripper. That's how you get hired, is you audition at clubs. And I was going on an audition. And he says, oh, an audition? Are you an actress? And I said, no, I'm a stripper. The only reason I said that is because I did not read his profile. I did not know he was this semi-attractive man that is an old single man that works at this freaking bank, you know, very high up, basically a CEO at one of these banks. I didn't know that, okay? Had I known that, I wouldn't have told him I'm a stripper. But somehow, when it's meant for you, it's meant for you. When you manifest it, there's nothing that can throw it off. I swear to you, you cannot fuck it up. If you told the universe that you want this and you believe it and you say it's coming and you're whatever the fuck, it's coming. You cannot fuck it up. So when I told this man that I was a stripper, that still didn't fuck it up, right? He's like, oh, that's cool. When can I take you out? And I was like, damn, I really need to let this man take me out. If he doesn't care that I'm a stripper, he's this fuck. So he says, he's this really rich guy. Let me just, you know, let's just dabble, right? I know sugar daddies are not a good idea, but I did manifest this. I did put this out there. Let me be a good receiver and just say yes. So I let him take me out and we go to this Japanese restaurant and the bill was like $600 and the food was, I have never had such good food in my life. Like I could see myself living that luxury lifestyle where the bill is $600 and nobody blinks an eye. You know, I can see that for myself. And I did write this down. I did tell the universe that I want this. However, I have learned through my many, many fails what narcissists look like and what love bombing is. And what love bombing is somebody who within the first 20 minutes of meeting you tells you that you're the most beautiful, insanely gorgeous, smart, intelligent. Oh my God, I've just been looking for you my entire life. That is love bombing. If a man really thinks that you are the woman of his dreams within the first 20 seconds of meeting you, he does not give a fuck who you are. He cares about who he is. And he's like, I can make you my little puppet. And something in my soul was just not sitting right. And so I was a little bit standoffish, but I did let him take me out again. And this time he took out me and my friend. And again, the bill was like $600, but he wanted me to go home with him. And I went home to my dog and myself and my roommates and did not pursue that. And basically, I had to start working because I needed to pay my bills. And he told me that if I go 10 days without seeing him, then basically, I'll never see him again. And I said, okay, I guess I'll never see you again because I'm not going to allow another sugar daddy manipulate me, steal my happiness, and turn me into a freaking house cat. It's not going to happen. Because he actually was telling me, like, I just want you to stay with me. I'll spoil you. I'll pay all your bills. I am actually not kidding. Within the first 20 minutes, he already told me where he's going to propose. He said, I'm going to propose to you at the Riviera, some restaurant in Brooklyn, like off the water. Sir, no, the fuck you're not. Do you understand? No, you're not. That's not going to happen. I don't even know you. Do you know my name? You don't know my name because I told you a fake one. So let's just cut the nonsense and never see each other again. So that to me was like me passing a test with the universe, because it's like, I know better than to deal with a narcissistic, love-bombing sugar daddy, because I already dealt with that. If you know, you know. I had an episode last season about that. And I know better, so I did better, and I'm very proud of myself for avoiding that. I also, another piece of that was, I saw, like, some other girl tweet things about him. Like, I pretty much just Googled his name, and some other girl was tweeting about how he was just not a nice man and was racist or something. You know, I don't know the details of the situation, but it was enough for me to understand that this is a red flag. And in previous situations, I would not have told my friends about that. Like, I wouldn't have told them, hey, I found this online. I would have hid it and pretended like I didn't see it just so I could benefit from the situation. But in this situation, I told all my friends the red flags so that they were aware, and I didn't end up getting manipulated by a man who I thought I couldn't be manipulated by, because guess what? I can be manipulated. I'm not better than. I'm not holier than thou. I am a dumb bitch just like the rest of them. And when a man is manipulative, narcissistic, and coming at you hot with love bombs left and right, you need to go in your bomb shelter and stay away. Stay away from that man. And I did. And I'm proud of myself. And I hope you're proud of me. Okay? I hope you're proud of me. I know I shouldn't have done it in the first place, but it all did come full circle. I learned my lesson. Okay? And I'm doing better. And my blessings are coming because I denied this stupid sugar daddy. Okay? And with all that being said, that is the first episode of the second season of Giving Hell. Not shit has changed. It's still me. I still love you. I'm still here for you. I'm still a dumb bitch, but I'm still manifesting my dream reality. And honestly, shit just works out for me. I would hate to hate me because I'm just so blessed. Like, really, things just fucking work out for me. And could you imagine just, like, constantly seeing me winning and not liking me? That would be the worst place to be in. Anyway, sorry, it is Sagittarius season and I still have to get those in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, my confidence is still through the fucking roof. It's through the Willy Wonka glass ceiling. I swear to fucking God, I really am that bitch. But season two, I can't even tell you what it's gonna be, because it's really, honestly, what I've realized about my podcast is it is just my life in real time. Everything that I'm going through as I'm going through it, I process it with you guys. That's why I've been really struggling lately. When I don't have you guys to process with, like, I lose my mind a little bit, and I'm just so grateful to be back. So I wish I had some little, like, oh, coming at you season two, but I don't. It is just my dysfunctional but handling it ass coming at you live. And I love you and I miss you and I'm so excited to be back. I don't know if I've said that. I probably have, because I really fucking mean it. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok at Helly's Angel. I'll see you next week. Mwah.